used to do all the tractor work, you know, at those days, and we used to plough, do all the things that we had to do. But also, what we did in 60, when I left school in 62, I came back on the land, and one of my older sister Maria was married by then, and we leased, the church used to have land alongside our. Down from Silks Road, from our property, and there was 10 acres of land there, and we leased it from the Catholic Church,
right?
And we worked at 15 acres, so we worked our land and 10 acres we used to lease, and my sister and my brother-in-law, we went in partnership, and we did five of us would work, mum, dad, and you know, that, on that land, because you had two girls, the twins, that were young, they could, but we did partnership, it was on a school. We worked the 15 acres, so.
And what did you grow?
Mainly lettuce, carrots, onions, beans, normally French beans, runner beans. What else did we grow? Mainly, and root crops, like maybe parsnips, beetroot, carrots, all those vegetables grew well because the soil was very good.
So tell me a bit about the soil.
Very good soil, Bayabiscus soil, hard to work, hard, very soggy and wet in winter, very hard, but very fertile, grow anything.
Right.
Very, not much, we didn't need much fertilisation, but what we used to do later on, we bought a truck in 1962 when I left school, and I started going to market with a 5-ton Bedford truck, and selling our own produce off the back of a truck. And what we used to do also to fertilise the soil is to, instead of buying manure, we go and get chicken manure from the in the hills, you know, where they had chicken farms, and we'd go there and pick up the manure and bring it back and then spread it and fertilise the soil to make it grow, enrich it to make it grow quicker and more.
And did you tend to grow, you know, like have a rotation?
Yes, we did.
So
we would rotate
your summer and your winter.
In every 4 years you come back on the same, same soil for the same root, otherwise you just rotate. We used to rotate.
Right.
What we grew here this year, we grew something else, you know? Okay, and vice versa. But every 4 years we used to try and, you know, we had it all grown, it was all planted, and we also grew some potatoes when we had 10 acres here for the potato board in those days.
Oh, okay.
So we used to do that. It was mixed farming, but it was all a lot of labour intensive. And what I used to do in those early days, most of the Italian community that came at the time, like my dad, they worked in factories and railways department. Wherever the work was, it was secure, you know, long-term security. And the women, the wives, used to come and work on the land with us. I used to go and pick them up in the morning. Most of the wives, the people that, you know, peasants that we knew, people of the villages that we knew them all. And they knew us.
You came from a similar
same
area.
Same town, San Marco, St. George. It's very similar. A lot of us came back from St. George and San Marco and Molinara. They came here in Campbelltown. And most of them went back on the land. Like I said, a bit of factory and land, both.